Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Deep in the Amazon rainforest, a team of archaeologists has made a spectacular discovery. Tens of thousands of paintings that date back to the last ice age. The finding is described as the Sistine Chapel for the ancients, a trove of ancient paintings of faces and animals that offer a glimpse of a lost civilization. Mark Robinson was one of the members of the expedition. He's a research fellow in the Department of Archaeology at the University of Exeter in England, and he's with us now. And first of all, just describe to our listeners what you found.
Incredible. It's right on the periphery of the Amazon rainforest in Colombia. So as you descend from the Bogota Plateau, which is proper higher mountains where you can actually get altitude sickness, as you come down, the vegetation changed into that tropical forest. There's these incredible outcrops of rocks. And then on the exposed rock faces are just superb pictures, all in this bright, vibrant red. And they're just depicting everything from handprints to people doing things, dancing and laughing and hunting, as well as these Ice Age megafauna.
Wow. This must have been an amazing discovery for someone who does this for a living. What was it like on this expedition? Did you have any idea that you were going to find this when you set out on this journey?
Yeah, so Colombia's had a lot of social unrest in recent years, and the region was basically inaccessible to researchers. So there was already a bit of trepidation about entering this area, which had been off bounds for so long. Now, we knew there were some rock art out there. Some of the local Colombians had done some work previously and found some rock art, and they'd done some excavations a number of years back. And then one of our colleagues, Gaspar Mocote Rios of the University Nacional, he started doing some excavations down there. So when we met up down there and explored into the jungle, and this is proper like hiking out into the jungle, we targeted these big rock outcrops, which none had been to. And we were hoping and praying that they would actually have some rock art on them. And not only did they have rock art, they had spectacular rock art. And that's where we hit the pay dirt, quite literally. We excavated the base of these images and managed to get contexts which we could firmly date using radiocarbon dating and date all the way back 12,500 years to this end of the last ice age.
Mm-hmm. And there are images of the first humans to ever reach the Amazon at the end of the last ice age, as you said, some 12,000 years ago. What can you tell us about the people who made these paintings and why they made them?
See, this is going to be one of the most exciting things to explore as we start to really analyze the images. Right now, we don't really know much about these people. We know people went to the Americas coming across from Siberia, across the land bridge, and then slowly migrating across all of North America, through Central America, and then entering into South America. As soon as you enter South America through the Panama Gateway, you've suddenly got a diversity of landscapes. You've got the rising Andes, you've got the coastal plains, these savannas, and then what becomes the tropical Amazon forest. Now, 12,000 years ago, we're still coming out of that ice age. So the Amazon forest isn't a full forest at this point. So the people are entering at this point, they're some kind of hunter-gatherer. They're living off the land. They're using different plants. They're hunting animals and doing a lot of fishing. But as they start to interact with this environment, they're starting to build their own conceptions of the world, their cosmology, their gods, their religion, their social interactions, and then their subsistence as well. This is all interacting in one. And then they choose to depict some of this on the walls of these rock shelters. So what motivates someone to do this is it gets to that kind of fundamental aspect of what is humanity and what we choose to express in our culture.
I mean, the sheer scale of this discovery means it will likely take you all years, maybe generations, to fully study it. But some of these paintings are painted so high up in the cliff that they can only be viewed using drones. How did these ancient people paint them up so high, and why?
Now, to get up there is actually really difficult. They're inaccessible, so it requires some form of climbing. Now, we actually free climbed up to some of the higher platforms using a combination of trees and vines, and actually kind of swinging through the vines a little bit to get up there. Now, we do see depictions within the artwork of things like ladders and scaffolding. So we assume that they were making some kind of construction using the forest products around there. But what is interesting is the amount of effort they went into to actually get to these locations, to put art on there. Art that we can't even see from the ground. You have to get into these higher elevations to actually see them. So who is the art for? And why did they go to that length to actually depict them? These are all kind of fascinating questions, which we hope to delve into a bit more.
This is a dream for you as an archaeologist, isn't it?
It is. We're so used to looking at the dirt itself. And even up till now, we've been focused on looking down and digging down and trying to look at the micro remains. And it's hard for us sometimes to maintain that human element to our work. That to see something which is so closely related to the people, with depictions of people and how they interact, it really does bring the context to life for us.
That's Mark Robinson, a research fellow in the Department of Archaeology at the University of Exeter. He was part of an expedition to Colombia that uncovered tens of thousands of paintings made by humans at the end of the last ice age. And we'll have some of those images at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Tanya.